This is Valley Public Radio, Clearly Classical, and a special guest joining us in our studio today. We have concert pianist Giuseppe Andaloro. He is the winner and former winner, I guess you could say, or always a winner of the Busoni competition that brought him to international fame as a concert pianist touring worldwide. In 2005, he was given the Award of Artistic Merit by the Italian Ministry of Culture. And he performs across the globe, including Friday night in Fresno at Fresno State's Concert Hall for a performance at 8 p.m. as part of the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series. He joins us now. Giuseppe, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
This is your third trip to Fresno, so audiences know you and know your music a little bit. We welcome you back. But for people who don't know you, tell me how you got started in music in your native Italy.
Okay, so first of all, let me say that I'm very, very glad, very happy to be back in Fresno after 4 years. My last time was 4 years ago, and a previous time was 10 years ago. So it's my third time in 10 years' time, and I'm so glad to be back. I started the piano, the music, when I was not that young. I was 8 years old, with a local teacher in a very, very small province in Sicily, because I'm from the south, from Sicily Island, so in a province which is right in the center of the island, so quite rural place. But I found, my parents found for me a nice, very good teacher, local one, and then I grew up, and then I moved to Milano when I was a teenager, and then just stayed there and lived there all life.
Tell me about the Busoni competition. That is a hugely famous competition in the world of classical piano music, and it really gave your career a boost.
Exactly.
What was that experience like? Did you know how your life would change?
Well, I actually didn't expect to, of course, to win. It was a dream for me. Since I was, let's say, a student, I was always dreaming. One of my goals was Busoni competition. I was always thinking about this prize, this amazing competition that we have in Italy, which is among the five most important competitions in the world. So I was hoping one day to achieve, to go there prepared and to try. And finally, when I tried it, I was 23 years old. I was just hoping to pass first round, honestly. I didn't even imagine that it would go so well. But honestly, after I went through the first round and second round, then I knew that I'm going to be in the final. So at the final, I was sure I'm going to have good success, because I had a good experience with that Liszt concerto number 2, which was practically mine. I played that long before, many times in other competition where I got first prize. So I was quite relaxed at the final stage with the orchestra. So, and after that, of course, career had a big, big boost. Fantastic memory.
You've had the opportunity to work with so many great musicians, orchestras, and also conductors. Also, some of your peers as well, people like Vladimir Ashkenazy. You performed with him as Ashkenazy as a conductor. What was that like for you as a pianist to be with one of the greatest concert pianists of our time, seeing him there leading the orchestra as you're at the piano? Were you nervous?
Well, it was first of all an honor, very, very big honor. And I was not that nervous, actually. When I worked with him at the rehearsal time, it was so nice, so lovely. He was so kind with me, and that we felt such a very good relation, musically speaking. And also the human part, the human side was also there. So I felt totally at my place. So I didn't feel that scared or afraid. So I just went through. I gave all my energy, my passion, my knowledge. I just tried to do my best, and he was so happy. Also, actually, he started to cry during the cadenza, and he stopped the orchestra. He said, "Oh, listen to this, this is so beautiful, this music makes me cry. So it was sort of, I don't know, it really touched me, and great, great experience. Absolutely.
And this is Rachmaninoff 2.
Rachmaninoff 2, so which is his masterpiece, I mean, very famous.
When you're in a setting like that with someone like Ashkenazi, does he give you advice? Does he say, maybe you should try this way? Or is there a distance, a respect, this is how I would do it, but you need to do it your way?
Actually, he was that kind, that cooperative with me, because he, of course, I was choosing different kind of tempos than he did, or I do quite a lot of different things compared to his playing, and he was totally fine with it. So he was actually, let's say, bothering the orchestra, like, listen to him, I mean, just follow him, we have to do the way he wants. He was absolutely great on that, I mean, helped me a lot. Yeah. He didn't impose his line, I mean, he didn't have to. He liked my way, and he just did his best to support my way of expression, and so easy.
Fascinating story. We're talking with pianist Giuseppe Andaloro, who's with us today, performing tomorrow night at Fresno State's Concert Hall at 8 p.m., a solo piano recital featuring music by Schumann, Chopin, Rachmaninoff, and Franz Liszt. You mentioned Liszt and how that concerto was your own. Is he a composer that you have a special affinity for? And who would maybe be your favorite composer of repertoire?
Of these four, you mean? These four romantic, or in general?
In general.
In general, it's so hard to say, because I do love every period of history of music. I know it sounds a little bit banal, but it's true. I'm totally in love with the Italian Renaissance music. Absolutely, I'm one of the biggest fan of Frescobaldi, for example. Not so many pianists know. I did an entire album about him and Palestrina, and this music was wonderful. I feel very close to that. But then I must also say I feel close to Handel and Bach. The Baroque time and the classic time and the romantic time. So I'm very, very open about music, even rock music. I mean, I like it so much. I would, of course, pick and choose things out of so much music. I mean, we have so. But among these four composers, yeah, probably Liszt and Rachmaninoff are the two composers I feel the closest. Technically and musically, pianistically, but I love all of them. They are four different planets in the same in the same system, so it's beautiful.
You received a great honor from your home country with the honors that they've bestowed on you as in essence, a musical ambassador as you travel around the world. How did that make you feel? How does that feel to represent Italy in some way as you come to California, as you go to London and all over the globe?
Well, I feel really honored again, because to represent a country like mine, I mean, which is a very old historical country and artistic country, at least, I mean, we as artists, I mean, myself, I try to do my best to promote a little bit and to show a good part of Italy, which is a country which is suffering now a lot because of the economic crisis, the cultural crisis as well. It's not in a very good shape now. I mean, we are all complaining, all the Italians, myself too. We are not so proud of it now.
Has the cultural community been hit by the larger economic and issues the EU is dealing with right now? Has that filtered down to the world of classical music and the arts?
I think absolutely yes. And it's not just a new Italian problem. It's really global now. And there are less concerts, activities, less orchestras, less job for artists, less money for everyone. So at the end, even people are not so interested in follow-up musicians and art in general. But I think it will change so soon. I hope so. So I do my best also in that way to be strong and to give some At my part, I mean, I have to play my role in this too, so it's fine.
Giuseppe Andaloro is with us today. He is an acclaimed concert pianist and is performing in Fresno tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Fresno State Concert Hall in a concert presented by the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series. This is Giuseppe's third visit to Central California as part of the series and his first in 4 years. I want to talk about the concert and the pieces that you have coming up. A very varied program. Schumann, Chopin, Rachmaninoff, Liszt. Let's start with the Schumann and the Chopin. You have the two fantasies, the Polonaise fantasy, Chopin, very famous, Schumann's fantasy in C major, opus 17. Did you, I assume, intend to have both fantasies together there?
Yes, yes. I think maybe it was unconscious, but but the connection is there. I mean, I like... I wanted to try this milestone of romantic repertoire because these are really huge works by these two composers. Chopin, besides the sonatas he wrote, he didn't write a large piece. I mean, all of them were like 10 minutes long. I mean, this one it's about 17, so it's quite a strange piece, a Polonaise, but also fantasy. So he puts in it a lot of improvisation moment, meditation moment. So I needed to play that work. And it's, as far as I remember, it's probably his last work or one of his last works for piano, so that he composed. So you can feel that he was probably going to be sick and maybe even to die soon. So you have that that feeling, struggling against illness and all these kind of things which are incredibly emotional at the end, so you'll be really overwhelmed by such a wonderful music. I mean, it's so deep, so effective, so impressive, so strong message. So that's why I chose Chopin and Schumann as well. Schumann is one of my favorite work, Fantasy Opus 17, absolutely stunning piece. So I needed to have these two scores in my repertoire. So I'm very happy I did it.
And then you continue with two pieces by Rachmaninoff and then Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody number 11 in A minor. Tell me about those pieces.
Okay, so Rachmaninoff, I chose actually six etudes from the etude tableau. So it's three and three, actually. That's why it's two parts. Well, as always, Rachmaninoff, it's an important step, absolutely compulsory composer for pianists. So we have to reach that difficulty and that scale. We have to be able to manage this kind of music on the keyboard. And it's important to have in our menu his music, which is absolutely incredible. So I chose six etudes which are really, really interesting, really, really effective and colorful. Then after that, Liszt Rhapsody, Hungarian Rhapsody, well, it's the lightest piece of the program, so it's a little bit showing off. That on purpose, of course, you have to end the program with some fireworks. I hope I will manage to do it, but Liszt definitely did it because so many fast scales and crazy acrobatics things in it. So it's quite effective and funny also somehow. So he was really sarcastic all the time and he's playing with the folk music and improvising on it with amazing virtuoso skills. So he gives us performance, the chance to show also our skills, our technical skills. So it's fine for the audience too. They always like
a little chance to show one's virtuosity. When speaking of that, when you're on the road traveling from city to city to city, doing many of these concerts, as I assume that you are right now in the States. How do you practice? Do you work on maintaining a certain level of practice in the studio, or is it something you work on at home, and then when you go on tour, the concert is your practice? What's your practice routine like on the road?
Well, I don't have a practice routine. I just try to, I don't know. Well, if I'm quite prepared, so I fly from home, and then I don't need to practice in that place too much, because once you know the work, you know, you have to take it free, be free and relax and get adjusted with your time difference, climate differences, so many things, so you don't have time to work, to practice. So then it's just a new experience. You don't know what's gonna happen, so you just let it go. Of course, when I can practice in the place where I am. Like in these days, I had chance to practice in the studio, so which is fine. But not all the time. Sometimes you don't have time, so you just go and play, and it's okay too.
And how is it going always to a different concert hall and a different instrument every time? Is there a chance for you to get acquainted with the piano and learn a little about its character and its strengths and weaknesses, perhaps, in each hall?
Well, it's interesting somehow, but because every time you are in a different hall, different pianos, so the reaction, the response, it's totally different every time. It's something new, so you never know what to expect. So the thing you always hope for yourself is to find a good piano and a good acoustic, and not all the time these kind of things happen. So you have to be used at every situation to give your best, and that's it. It doesn't matter at the end. The people are coming to feel something, to listen to you, and you have to give emotion to them. So that's the most important. Then the rest, it's part of the game.
I'm sure it will be an excellent performance tomorrow night at Fresno State. 8 o'clock, Giuseppe Andaloro in concert performing a program with Schumann, Chopin, Rachmaninoff, and Liszt. It's part of the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series, and if you'd like more information about that, you can contact the university and the concert series, and the number there is 278-2337 in the 559 area code, or keyboardconcerts.com. Giuseppe, welcome back to Central California.
Thank you.
We hope you have a great concert, and we hope to see you back again in
the
future.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. Okay.